According to news reports, Cecilia Sarkozy flew to Tripoli on Sunday to help prepare the nurses' return to their home countries. She's accompanied by Claude Guéant, the Secretary General at the French Presidential Palace, and Benita Ferraro-Waldner, the European Union's External Relations Commissioner. News reports say Mrs. Sarkozy met with the daughter of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi on Monday. Nicolas Sarkozy also spoke to the President of the European Commission, Manuel Barroso, several times overnight by telephone. French Secretary of State in charge of parliamentary relations, Roger Carucci, said Mrs. Sarkozy has no power to negotiate, but is in Libya as an intermediary. But after her first visit to Libya, Mr. Guéant, the President's Secretary General, said that her visit was meant to send a strong message to the Libyan government.
Dans la mesure où il n'est personne de plus proche du président de la République que Cecilia Sarkozy.
He told the French radio station TF1 that since no one is closer to Nicolas Sarkozy than Cecilia Sarkozy, her presence underlined the French government's concern over the future of the six prisoners. Bulgaria's foreign minister said he expected negotiations to free the medics would end sometime on Monday. It's expected that they would then be flown to Sofia aboard Mrs. Sarkozy's plane. The government in Bulgaria wants them to be allowed to return home. It has granted citizenship to the Palestinian doctor so that he may also benefit from any deal to transfer the nurses to Bulgaria. The six say torture was used to extract their confessions. They've been imprisoned in Libya since 1999, accused of deliberately spreading HIV in a children's hospital. Foreign experts say the infections started before the nurses arrived at the hospital and are more likely to have been a result of poor hygiene. The French news agency AFP quoted sources saying that in return for the nurses' freedom, Mr. Sarkozy had promised to modernize the Benghazi hospital where the infected children were staying. Anita Elash for VOA News in Paris.